Peace talks in Sudan's 19-year-old civil war are scheduled to resume this month, but troops from the Sudanese government in Khartoum and the rebel Sudan People's Liberation Army fought late last week in the oil-rich region of the Upper Nile. Each side says the other has violated a ceasefire brokered in October. The civil war in Sudan has killed an estimated 2 million people and displaced millions of others. At a refugee camp just across the border in Kenya, tens of thousands of Sudanese refugees subsist in conditions that many say are becoming unbearable. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from the Kakuma camp in northwestern Kenya.
Kakuma is in a hot, barren corner of Kenya, near the border with Uganda and Sudan. The earth is dry and dusty, except when it rains, and then the entire area floods. More than 80,000 refugees live side by side here in an expanse of mud huts. As would be expected of any city or town of 80,000, the main dirt track in Kakuma buzzes with the unstoppable clamor of commerce. People sell vegetables, candy, and Coca-Cola. There are several hair salons and bicycle repair shops. In a dirt-floored shack, you can watch videos for about 5 cents a movie. For soccer matches, the price doubles. But the camp also faces serious shortages of food, firewood, and water. At a hose that's turned on only for a few hours a day, residents argue over who should get to fill their plastic pails and jugs first. Many residents have been here for 10 years or more, waiting for peace in Sudan so they can return home. Sandy Nolati Gino fled across the border to Kakuma in 1993. Her thatch roof leaks, she says, every time it rains. Twice a month, Gino gets a ration of maize, wheat flour, vegetable oil, and salt from the United Nations World Food Program. But the WFP doesn't supply fuel, so she sells some of her food ration to buy firewood. Half the month, she says, she has little or nothing to feed her 7 children. Gino says she's tired of the camp and wants to go home to Sudan. It's better for her family to go home, she says, and die where they came from. According to the World Food Program, 7 out of every 10 children in the camp face malnutrition, and the situation is expected to get worse in the coming months. WFP is running out of food here as it faces cutbacks from donor nations and food shortages elsewhere in Africa. The civil war in Sudan has split the country in half, with the Islamist government in Khartoum controlling the north and rebel factions dominated by the mainly Christian Sudan People's Liberation Army controlling significant portions of the south. Peace talks in the Kenyan city of Machakos last year appeared to be making progress. Both sides had agreed to a ceasefire and to the resumption of humanitarian aid flights. They also discussed autonomy for the south and how to divide the nation's oil reserves. But a breach of the ceasefire over the new year threatens the negotiations. Mayan Gris, who came to Kakuma in 2000, says armed bandits roam the camp at night, looting, raping, and even at times killing residents.
It created that fear, like me personally. 2 days now, I don't sleep. I feel so scared that I fear even the night to come. So I'm really scared.
Kakuma is in a lawless, remote section of northwest Kenya. Gunmen at times ambush vehicles traveling on the road to and from the camp. Kakuma is run by the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. Khalid Shah, the officer in charge, says that over time, conditions in the camp have become increasingly difficult.
The camp was not meant to become a permanent settlement for the refugees.
The UNHCR has been facing a budget crisis, but he says the agency is trying to upgrade the shelters and address the basic needs of the people. Joseph Lakoto came to Kakuma a decade ago. He says most people here are tired of being dependent on the UNHCR and tired of war.
We ask the Sudanese government, we ask the SPLA, as the fighting force, to pity the condition of the people. The refugees are everywhere, in Kenya, in Uganda, in Ethiopia. The suffering of the people have reached a climax in which peace is a necessity.
The negotiations in Machakos, outside Nairobi, are seen by many as offering the best hope to end the 19-year-old civil war. But even if the Khartoum government and the SPLA reach a deal, several other rebel factions, including the brutal Lord's Resistance Army, would need to lay down their arms before peace could come to the Sudan. In the meantime, lives of desperation continue in this and other refugee camps. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Kakuma, Kenya.
The time is 19 minutes past the hour.